表白季的活动 Countdown 只剩下三天了，5月31日前只要升级开源的会员，一年会员100%都可以得到价值49元以及以上的礼物。那如果你升级了2年的会员呢，你一定会得到价值148元或者以上的礼物。活动只剩下三天，希望大家不要错过，现在就关注开源英语公众号参与活动。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要跟你说说一种人，这种人他是非常不靠谱的。
I thought we were talking about birds.
他们是鸽子精，所以跟 birds 也有点关系。好，那我想我们每个人都认识一些朋友啊。
Yeah, exactly. That one that, you know, they always say they're going to come.
Yeah, but you
get a text message saying like,Something came up, I can't make it.
You know, I just realized I am that person.
Oh no, you're the pigeon.
I'm the pigeon.
Pigeon putter.
鸽子精。Okay, 但是你英文里面跟人家说你是 pigeon, 人家就What do you mean?
Yeah, it's not a common phrase in English. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Ways that you can use English to talk about a person thateither doesn't arrive when they say they're going to, or just is not very reliable.
对，就是经常放人鸽子的人啊。好的，那其实呢，说到鸽子，我一直有一个疑问，因为英语里有两个词都是鸽子嘛。
Right, so I already said pigeon, but if you check the dictionary, you might also see dove.
Dove is also the brand name.
Right, soap.
就是多芬沐浴乳啊，然后香皂啊什么的。
Well, like dove for me represents peace, right? It's, you know, beautiful white bird that you can, you know, released, you know, for peace. But I didn't realize that it's the same bird as a pigeon.
真的吗？
Yeah.
因为我以前一直以为 pigeon 是那种灰色的鸽子。
Right.
或者哎，送信的信鸽怎么说？Carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon.
Carrier, 快递鸽子。
Yeah, like the doves don't really do the hard work, I guess. But it really, from a scientific point of view, they're the same thing. It's
Taxonomy,
just...
Taxonomy, 解剖学。
Nomenclature. Yeah, exactly. But you wouldn't know that, right? Because pigeons are big and gray and fat and live in the cities. And...
They work hard, huh?
Well, I don't know if they work hard. I think like a dove is probably working harder. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is that if you want to express gudza in English, it can be both pigeon or dove.
Okay, 好。但是呢，当你要说一个人是鸽子精，经常放人鸽子的时候，英语里用 pigeon 或者 dove 就 doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So we have a phrase that is also very idiomatic. It might be difficult to understand just by looking at the words, but we use it all the time.
那这个说法是什么呢？
To stand someone up.
To stand someone up.
It makes me think of like...You know, if your kids like were lying down and they, mommy, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. You stand up, stand up.
It makes me think of stand up comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
就让我想到美国的就一个人站在那说比如 Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
So, 是美国文化很重要的一个部分。
Right. So it's neither of those things. And the truth is, I don't know what it means. It's an idiom. It doesn't matter what it means.
Well, you know what it means. 但是我们都不知道为什么。
I don't know what it means literally.
对，但我们还是来看一下这个说法的用法啊。So if you stand someone up, 就是他们约你，最后你说，哦，不好意思，something came up, 对，我来不了了。那如果你是被他 stand up 的那个对象呢，这个时候动词的时态要变。
Right, you can use it in the passive voice, to be stood up, or even more colloquially, even more naturally, to get stood up.So, I got stood up yesterday.
我被 stood up 了。
Yeah, exactly.
就是 I got stood up yesterday. 然后那个人 he stood me up yesterday.
He stood me up, yeah, exactly. Or I got stood up again.
Again, 天哪、这你记不好为什么还答应他去Well, Adam, whoever stood you up is a jerk.
What a jerk. Now, we should be really clear about one thing.If somebody stands you up, they could be sending you a message saying like, oh, sorry, I can't come. Or they could just not send you a message.
Oh, 那种最、
right? That's really standing someone up.
对啊，那种很过分，你又不去，然后还不跟人家说。
Right.
你遇到过这么差劲的人吗？
Maybe not for a long, long time, but I'm sure I have.
Okay. 好，那总之 to stand someone up 以及它被动语态的 I got stood up 是口语里最常用的，就形容放鸽子和被放鸽子的。
Yes.
好，那接下来呢，我们再看一些其他相似的表达，而且在口语里也一样很常用。
Okay, well, there's one, and again, you might not really get it just from the words, but this is an idiom, and the idiom is show up. So if someone shows up, it means they arrive, and if they didn't arrive, you can say they didn't show up.
Show up, 我觉得这个还比那个 stand up 稍微好理解一点，对吧？但是呢Show up 是不是还有一个衍生就是 no show?
Well, that's the person that doesn't show up.
Oh, I see. 所以 no show 是一个人、mm-hmm. 就是一个鸽子精了。He was a no show, 是吧?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, it could be a person. It could also be a group of people, you know, like they were no shows at my party.
所以这里 plural 和 singular 大家要分清、
mm-hmm.
如果一个人他没来放你鸽子了你可以说 he or she was a no-show
Right, 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 yeah, and they were no-shows
Okay
If you said they were a no-show, it's not a problem
Alright, 但我还是想问问前面你说的那个动词词组 show up、
mm-hmm.
那个我们就直接说比如 he didn't show up
He didn't show up, what a jerk、mm-hmm.
What a jerk. Jerk 这个词它是骂一个人不好、
mm-hmm.
但是它不算脏话是吗
Yeah, it's pretty, a little kid would say it.
Okay.
You jerk.
就还蛮 safe, 还蛮文明的、
mm-hmm.
好那接着呢、接着这个词我觉得特别有意思、它是从美国的这个 military、
mm-hmm.
军方出来的一个用词、
so many great words、so many great words come from the military this one is not really a word it's an acronym
就是字母的缩写
right but it's a word that like we've turned it into a word. This one is AWOL but we say go AWOL、mm-hmm.
好那这四个字母到底 what do they stand for
It stands for absent without leave.
AWOL.
AWOL. Yeah.
所以它之前就是美国部队里面有些人就逃走了
right,
是吧
right, 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 right. So there's another word for that. It's called desertion or desert. It's not the dessert that you eat. It's when you run away from the army, right? Not a very, from the army's point of view, not a great thing.
Yeah.
And so, of course, if someone is AWOL, it just means they're missing.
首先要说现在 to go AWOL or someone is AWOL 在日常口语里也很常用不只是 你去当兵才能用这个词
Right, so again, like I said, go missing So if your friend, you know, if you spend a lot of time with your friend all the time And then for like a month or 2 months, they're just gone Just like, what happened to Bob? It's like, he went AWOL
那一定要这么长的时间不见吗？就像我们说放鸽子，比如约吃饭没来，你可以说 he's AWOL.
Yeah, of course you could. I mean, to be a no-show or to stand someone up, that's for one day. AWOL could be from a day to a month to a couple months.
Okay.
But you wouldn't stand someone up for a couple months.
Okay, 好，那前面我们说了 AWOL stands for absent without leave. 其实 absent 这个词就是可能我们最早学的缺席不在。
Mm.
比如 a teacher taking attendance,
yes.
right?
Yes.
小朋友没有来 absent.
Absent, yeah, I was absent a lot in school, all the time. But of course, the opposite of absent here is a word that little kids love, present.
Present, 就在。
It's the same word as like gift.So we'd say, present. I want a present too.
好的，那你还有什么说法要教我们呢
Okay, this one is kind of half related to what we were talking about and half related to something a little bit different.、
Mm-hmm.
This is to bail.
To bail.
I got a bail, guys.
B-A-I-L,
yes,
是吗
Yes, exactly. And it either means to, you know, I can't come tonight, sorry, I got a bail on you guys.Or it just means it's time to go.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's getting tired. I think I'm going to bail.
OK， 所以它有两层意思。第一层就是放别人鸽子，或者 you change your mind、
mm-hmm.
我觉得这个是比如大家说好周末要去长城，然后临时就出发这种 Sorry guys, you send a text, I think I'm gonna bail.
Everybody is still sending me messages. I did not go to the Great Wall. I didn't bail on anybody.
Yeah, you didn't bail on anyone. 因为你就是本身就说
No thanks.
对我们那个时候都在看，我们都在猜说 Spencer 会不会 bail， 因为他去长城前一天的晚上去个夜店，搞到三点才。
Oh,
对
，amazing。
但你刚刚不是说 bail 还有一个意思是，比如 Spencer 三点去夜店，然后他终于觉得累了，他跟别的人说、well, ，Guys, I'm tired, I'm tapped out, I think I'm gonna bail.、Now.
Right, so that you know they might be leaving at whatever time, and Spencer 1 minute before that says I'm going to bail. So then you could say.He bailed at the last minute.
Oh, okay. 诶，这个和 he bailed on me 不一样了，对吧？
Well, he bailed on me at the last minute. So you bail on your friends and then at a time.
对，但是那个 if someone bails on you, 这个就是 they stand you up.
Mm-hmm.Or they leave.
好的好的 OK 那我们今天的节目最后呢要跟大家再分享两个说法，这两个我觉得也是 Adam 很常用的、
mm.
因为你有一个朋友就是特别鸽子精的是吧、
yeah.
然后他天天在跟我 complain about this friend.
There's a few, that's the thing. I'm compiling all these people into one person. One flaky person.
Oh, so this word is flaky.
Flaky, yeah. This is a word, actually, when I was younger, I thought it only meant kind of like a blonde girl, like, hey. But it really just means like someone who you just can't rely. Well, you can't trust them to arrive or... They're going to do their own thing and they're, you know, just floating around.
Super flaky.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not their fault necessarily. You know what I...
就是他的 fault.
But you know what I mean? It's like some people, if you say you're going to come and you stood me up, then that's a bad thing. Other people, you should kind of know...that they always stand people up. And it's not because they're like, I don't want to go. It's because they found something else to do.
没有, you have a good point there. It's not always their fault. Oh, I should say, 他不一定都是 bad intention.
Right.
因为我就联想到很多比如在工作上你接触到的人他就是 they just don't know how to say no.
Yes.
你问他你能不能干这件事、mm. 我能干他们永远都是跟你说 yes and
yes.
they want to do those things. They want to meet you.、
Mm.
但是他对每一个人都这样说他自己就没有时间、mm-hmm. 最后他就没有 show up 或者他本来跟你说、I'll get you the report. I'll get you this by the end of the week. 最后He doesn't have enough, or she doesn't have enough time.、
Mm.
其实这种人你也可以称之为是比较 flaky, even though 我觉得他的 they're trying, you know, but、mm. they just need to know how to say no sometimes.、
Mm. Good point, good、mm. point. In any case, a flaky person can be called a flake.
对、
yeah.
a flake. 这个就和比如我们早餐吃 cereal、mm. 那种 cornflakes or snowflakes、
mm-hmm.
snowflakes 我们以前讲过、啊、玻璃心好今天我们节目的最后呢这个说法 I don't know how established it is 但是呢是 Adam 很常用的so 我们就暂且说它是个 established 的说
It's established enoughYeah. I always talk about my friends as being Mr. Reliable, 、which I just think is kind of funny in and of itself. Like you can just say Mr. and an adjective or Miss and an adjective. And like when we were young, we had so many storybooks that were like this, Mr. Strong, you know, like Miss Pretty, all these things. So I just like the idea of Mr. Reliable.
但这里是一个很讽刺的
right, yes.
用法是吧、
mm-hmm.
因为 reliable 的意思是很靠谱很可靠、
mm-hmm.
但 if you call someone, oh, he's Mr. Reliable,、mm-hmm. it's almost always the opposite.
Right, yeah, yeah. 一点都不靠谱。
对一点都不靠谱。靠谱先生、
mm, yeah.
对因为这个人如果很靠谱的话 I guess
I would just say hey that's my friend he's reliable
就反正我觉得你在前面加一个 Mr. because it's so playful right and、
yeah.
it just sounds very ironic
exactly
yeah, sarcastic 好的那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊，希望大家学会了很多有意思并且很有用的说法诶 最后是不是我们还有一个忘说了，就是 to count on someone.
Mm-hmm.、Oh. Yep, so don't forget, guys, you can always count on us.、
嗯、而且 to be able to count on someone 是 the total opposite of 鸽子金放鸽子。
Mm, right, so...
这是很可靠啊。
That's us.
对 you can count on us.
We won't go AWOL.
For helping you to learn English.好那如果你想把英语学得更好别忘了试用一下开言的会员课程因为它是非常有体系的一套课程在不同的场景啊不同的级别里都能手把手 step by step 的教你学英语而且所有的课程都是由我们非常优秀而且非常有意思的外籍主播为大家讲解的欢迎下载开言英语 APP 免费试用 Alright guys Out of here, we'll see you next time. 再见
Bye guys